Track 20.
With over 1 billion downloads, Angry Birds is perhaps the largest mobile app success so far. It has been praised for its successful combination of addictive games, humorous style, and low price. There are versions of Angry Birds for personal computers and games consoles, a market for merchandise featuring its characters, and even long-term plans for a feature film or television series. Here is its history. In early 2009, a designer, Jaakko Iisalo, presented the idea for a new game to his colleagues at Finnish computer game developer Rovio Entertainment. The game featured some angry-looking birds. They liked the basic idea, but decided to give the birds some pigs as an enemy because of an outbreak of swine flu at the time. They estimated the initial costs of developing the game were 100,000 euros. After a long period of development, in December 2009, in partnership with Chilingo, Rovio published Angry Birds on Apple's App Store. In March 2010, Angry Birds achieved top-selling app status on the USA's App Store, where it stayed until October that year. Also in March, they launched a version of the game for Facebook. In October 2010, Rovio released the first version of the game for Android and experienced more than 1 million downloads in the first 24 hours and 2 million in its first weekend. Throughout 2010, versions for other platforms appeared. The company claimed revenues of over $100,000 a month just for the advertising on the free version of the game. In December 2010, on the anniversary of its first release, Rovio announced over 50 million downloads, including 12 million on Apple's iOS devices and 10 million on Android. In April 2011, the UK Appy Awards named Angry Birds as both the best game app and app of the year. In May 2012, the different versions of the game reached the 1 billion downloads mark. At the Electronic Entertainment Expo in Los Angeles in June 2012, Rovio and distribution partner Activision revealed plans to bring Angry Birds and two of its spin-off games, the Angry Birds Trilogy, to the PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and Nintendo 3DS systems, taking advantage of their unique features, such as glasses-free 3D visuals. It's been quite a success story.